In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel reading today, we heard a beautiful story. Let me just read the first sentence. It said, "At that time, Jesus saw a great throng, and he had compassion on them, and healed their sick." So Jesus had a beautiful trait. He had compassion on them. You can imagine how many people were ill and how many people came and asked them to bless him in a time when medical doctors were scarce. I'm sure there were many ailing injuries and disease, and people were coming and asking the Lord to bless them. So he did this throughout the whole day. And now it was evening. And his disciples said, send them out into the city so that they can go and get something to eat. But Jesus had compassion a second time. He said, no, we are going to feed them. And the disciples said, well, we don't have any food. All we have are 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And a little boy had those. And he presented everything that he had to them. And Jesus, of course, as we should always do, blessed the food before he ate it or offered it. And he offered it to God in heaven. And we heard the story. It multiplied. And 5,000 men, not including women and children, were fed. What a tremendous thing to do. Jesus had compassion. Now some people say, why isn't Jesus working today and having compassion in this world that we are living in right now? You just turn on the news and you see the devastation, the destruction, the death, the bickering. Everywhere you turn, no one seems to have compassion. It is horrible and terrible. But Jesus had compassion. So why isn't he doing something now, people say? Well, he is. He taught us what to do. And he has made us his instruments. So if you proclaim to be a Christian, then you receive something very special from God. And you are supposed to likewise give it. The little boy today gave everything that he had, all of the food that he had, so that everybody else could eat. Of course, there was a miracle there, a tremendous miracle, when the Lord blessed it and multiplied it. But he gave what he had. We just had VBS here, Vacation Bible School. And this year, because of the facilities, we weren't able to invite all of the children, but we did it for the young children. And I'm happy to report to you that their theme was to feed the hungry. And these children made sandwiches. And I believe it was over 50 sandwiches. I think they made peanut butter and jelly, correct? I believe that's correct. And they went to Union Station and fed people with it. Now that's what we need to do, to teach our children compassion, to teach them how to act and to help those in need. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to continue, parents, grandparents, to teach our children the word compassionate and how to perform it. Because it's just lip service if we don't do anything about it. So these children did something about it. And we have so many other opportunities to do the same. You know, the Philoptos goes to Union Station or provides for Union Station every month. And 2 beautiful families went this past week with Father Cristo and helped. That's what we need to do. We need to teach and we need to demonstrate and we need to show our children that we are being compassionate with our human race. With the current state of the economy, there are going to be more and more people hungry. There are going to be more and more people hurting. There are going to be more and more people reaching out and looking for support and love and compassion. We have to provide that because God has made us His instruments. He said for us to abide in Him, to follow His principles, to follow His laws, His commandments. And He taught us to help those who are in need. So take this little bit today. Compassion is essential. Compassion is needed in our world today. It is needed in our country. It is needed right here at our doorstep. We're building a marvelous facility. Let us do good things with that facility. Let us reach out to the community. Let us help those through compassion. Amen.